Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by She Heals. How are you doing today? I hope you remember to give gratitude to God Almighty for waking you up this morning. Priceless. Well, as always, I want to start by saying thank you so much for everyone who's been sharing the podcast. You're amazing. Thank you, guys. For those of you who've left comments and feedback, please keep them coming. It's very important to me. It helps me to know what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right, and helps me to get better. Well, today's another day, so let's see. Well, I want to talk about the issue of being grateful for what you have and being satisfied with what you have and being content. You know, that's the general gist. But before we go into that fully, let me ask a question. Why is it that we complain about everything, and as soon as we ask for something and we get it, we complain about the next thing? We're never satisfied. Now, let me give you examples. You go to God and say, God, please, I want this. I'm going to pray and fast for this one thing, and if you can just do it for me, I promise I would never ask for anything again. So you go on your knees, you pray, you fast, and that thing gets granted. What happens? The next day, something else comes back. So you go, God, I'm sorry. I know I said I won't come back, but you see, there's this one more little thing you need to do for me. And he does it, and again, and again, and you never get satisfied. Do you know when you work so hard and you say, all I want is 1 million? And the minute you get that, then you want 2, then you want 3, then you want 4. You have a small car now. Once you've got that, you want a bigger car. When you've got that, you want a bigger car. It's never enough. Do you know that every time we have something, all we do, a lot of us, is look at what somebody else has and want that. We don't appreciate the ones that we have. We forget that there are so many people out there who don't even have as much as we do. I'm sure a lot of you have heard this saying about gratitude and saying, I have shoes. I never appreciated it until I saw somebody walking around with bare feet. And the person who had bare feet said, I have feet. I never appreciated it until I saw someone walking around or crawling around without feet, rather. The thing is, for everything you've got, there are people or millions of people who don't even have up to that. There are people out there every day praying to God to be like you while you're there grumbling about what you have and not being satisfied. What's the matter with us? Why can't we just be satisfied for what we have? Why do we always want more? You know, the strange thing for me is for those of us who can't even say, I thank God for what I have, but they grumble about what they have and they then want something else. I mean, if you go on the webpage, www.shereeliehills, and read something about contentment, there's a couple of analogies that I gave. I will give a couple here as well, but you should go read it and see what I'm saying. Now, there was a lady and her husband in a car. Driving, it was raining terribly. The car was brand new, the husband was driving her, and they got into traffic, and while they were stopping, the woman looks to her left and sees this other car stop, and all of a sudden the man driving gets out of the car in the rain, soaking wet, runs round to the other side, yanks the door open for his wife to get help, and she runs into her office. The woman in this nice car with her husband looks at her husband, eyes him up and down, and kisses her teeth and says, honey, look at you. Look at that man. Look at how much he loves his wife. He even got out in the rain to go open the door. You? You won't even lift a finger for me. Could you ever do that to me? Absolutely not. And she went on grumbling, and the guy just kept driving. But you know, ironically, do you know what really happened? That guy that had to get out in the rain had to get out because the car was so run down that the doors won't open from the inside. And even the glass window on the side of the wife wouldn't even roll down. So she couldn't roll it down to open it from the outside. He had to get out of the car unless he was going to take his wife back home, and she wasn't going to go to work that day. Now, can you imagine what she thought she saw and what was actually the case? Another one, this guy was getting out of a taxi in front of his office. And he's about to pay the taxi, he looks up and he sees an old schoolmate drive past in a brand new Mercedes-Benz Jeep. And he goes, Lord, why me? This boy in school, I used to tell him what to do. He didn't know anything. I would even do some of his tests for him. But look at him now. why can't I just be like him, Lord? Look at him go in a brand new Mercedes Benz. And here I am struggling and taking taxis all around the place. Lord, why? And he went on grumbling. But do you actually know what the real story is? Now, this other guy in the taxi, he's got a good job. He's going to work. He earns well. He has his own apartment and everything. But this other guy in the Mercedes Benz was actually a driver. He had looked for a job for years, pounded the streets. Eventually, he found a man who took pity on him and said, come live in my BQ, my boss quarters, and be my driver. And that's what he was doing. He was rushing up to the airport to pick up his boss. Now, do you think if that guy who had a job, had his own space, had money to pay for a taxi, knew the true story behind this other guy, do you think he would have asked God to change his life? Now, the funny thing is, that's what happens to a lot of us. We think we know what we see. We see people doing certain things and we ask God to please make us those people. We don't actually know what's going on in their lives. All we see is the superficial part, the part they want us to see. We don't see what heartbreaks they're going through. We don't see what problems they have or challenges they have in their life. What we see is a pretty picture they paint outside. And then stupidly, we say, okay, yeah, I want to be like that person. God, why can't you make me like that person? Why do we do that? You've got to stop. You've got to stop. And if you take a pen and you write down every single thing that you're grateful for that God has done for you, I don't think you can write everything in hours. It will take you a long time, a lot of paper, a lot of ink to write it down. You know, I heard somebody say once, what happens if you go to bed tonight? And when you wake up tomorrow, the only things you have left in your life are the things you were grateful for yesterday. Let me say that again. What happens if you go to bed tonight and you wake up tomorrow and all you have left are those things which you were grateful for yesterday? Now, think about that for a second. What would you actually have left? Are you grateful for what God is doing in your life? Are you grateful for that partner that you have? Are you grateful for the children you have? Are you grateful for the good health you have? Are you grateful for your parents, your life, the things that God has given you? Or are you busy complaining about everything? Complaining about your friends, your partner, your children, your life, your education? You know, you went to A school, you didn't go to B school, your parents have little money, they don't have a lot of money, your hobby is not buying you a bigger car, you have a small car, you live in a one bed, you want a five bed. Are you busy complaining or you're being grateful for what you have? Now, as you're complaining, I want you to remember something, that there are people, millions of people all over the world that are praying right now just to have half of what you have. The truth is, we can't all be the same. Some people will have a lot more than you do. Some people will have less than you do. But in every situation, you must be grateful. Look, every morning you wake up, there's always something to complain about. But there are a million other things to be grateful for. At the start of every podcast, I say, have you given gratitude to God for waking you up this morning? And I put the phrase, priceless, at the end of it. The truth is, if God doesn't wake you up in the morning, that's it. There's nothing left. You're gone. Your money, your life, the things you're complaining about, the ones you're grateful for, everything just gone in a jiffy. Puff. So the first thing you need to do when you wake up is say, thank you, Lord, that I'm awake and well. Because it's anyone who's alive that can actually pray, ask, complain, you know, go forward, change your life and do so many things. Now, why don't you start from today? Every time you wake up, list a few things you're grateful for, if you can't list everything. And you'll be surprised how much God has done for you. Look around you. Thank God for social media, the internet. You can see so many disasters going on. People get on planes and don't get home. People are driving, have accidents. People sleep and don't wake up. So many bad things are happening around us. Why don't we turn a new leaf and decide that from today, you're going to wake up every morning and you're going to thank God and you're going to act that way as well. Everywhere you go, show a heart of gratitude. Be thankful for what you have. Appreciate people and appreciate yourself. And I promise you that your life will never be the same again. You know I love you guys. Have you been a blessing this week? Have you made a difference? You know, I keep asking you to be a blessing and make a difference. It's very important. For every one life you touch, they go on to touch somebody else. For every life you change, it changes the world one day at a time. You can be the change you want everybody else to be. Why doesn't change begin with you? I love you guys. This is Shaheel's checking out. You take care now.